Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me.
Minds and keep our eyes stayed on him. It doesn't matter where you at in the world, and we thank God for our listeners and our partners all over the world, United Kingdom, Norway, South Africa, France. We thank God for everyone all over the world. But one thing about God, he does understand. And we just give God the glory, and we just give God the praise. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. And some of you, the Holy Ghost probably be ministering this to you this morning. Because some of you probably say, you know what, in this time it's just very hard, Pastor. Well, the son said, one more step, one more chance. My God, I dare you to make that one more step this morning. I dare you to make that one more step today. I dare you to push regardless how hard it is or regardless of how heavy it is. I dare you to just do it. Amen. 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 Well, you probably say, Pastor, if I could just get me a little push, there's nothing wrong with asking for a little bit of push. That's why we are here. That's why we are, our brothers and sisters, we are here together to help each other out. Amen. So I'm going to bring on out there with one from Mother Jackson. Go ahead and intercede for us. Amen. Amen. Mother Jackson, before you come on, we just want to make sure that, you know, you got a lot of feedback coming from your home. So that means two phones are on, and please just have one phone on because it will correct feedback when they are too close. Amen. Amen. Hello, Mother Jackson.
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, there, you found better. A lot of feedback was coming from your line.
How, Father, who are happy to be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us each day our daily bread as we forgive those who trespass against us. Heavenly Father, first of all, I like to give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and to Apostle Temple, and to First Lady Leticia, Leticia Spencer, and to each and every one. Heavenly Father, this morning, we just talk one more time. Thank you, Heavenly Father, to be in the number one more time, God. We don't take it for granted. We just thank you this morning, Lord. Say this morning, God, as we lift up holy hands and just hand thank you, Lord. You've got to wish it, God. Lord, this morning, God, we lift up in my real, God, in my mind, my Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you would close their family, God, that you put them in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We just ask you this morning, let your perfect will be done, God. Because if your perfect will be done, God, it's all right, God. We're going to say this morning, God. We lift up the remote say this faith of King, God. And we tell the remote tenderly, I say, God, we will make it in the name of Jesus. Remote say, God, as long as we have our hands in your hand, God. This morning we pray, God, for everyone. Incredible say, God. Oh, hold on to them, God. And let them hold on to you, God. We know the things are all right, God. We thank you, Lord, that you didn't have to keep us out last night. But once more, God, you touch us with the loving finger, and our eyes begin to the most say, open, God, and we begin to say thank you, Lord. One more time, God. We don't take it for granted, God. We thank you, God, for your salvation, the most say, that saved us, God, the most say, we weren't even worthy, but yet it's here, God, we thank you that you saved us, the most say, wet like this, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh God, thank you for the most shame. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, this morning, let us be rejoicing in the most shame, no matter what we go through. Let us have the most kind of the most still say thank you, Lord. Let us have a rejoicing spirit, God. No matter what we go through, God, the most Sunday and day. Sometimes I know it seems hard. But still, let us have a hallelujah in our spirit, God. Let us begin to shake ourselves, God. The things that happened, where you brought us from, God. And do now, God, that's enough to say hallelujah, come to the mercy right now. In the name of Jesus, let us think about how the things that you have done for us, how the most under the eye, the made a way out of nowhere, how the most say when it seemed impossible, God. Hey, glory to God, I'm going to say this morning, God. Let us think about how you put food on our tables, God. We're working. I know the most Sunday I think about that. Thank you, Lord, about Sunday. Let us think about how when you walked around with the most Sunday I say, when we built, nobody cares about Sunday. Oh, but I come to tell you how the most shake God does care. He cares all about you. All about your situation, the most Sunday I say. Oh, hold on to him. Don't let go of the most Sunday I think about that. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, God, whatever we're in this moment, it's not like you got up on straight, God. You must have not seen us. And it's about coming about straight this. Let it go. Let it come about straight go. In the name of Jesus this morning. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we love the most shame in the name of Jesus. How we love the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. We give you all the praise and the most shame and the glory, God. In the name of the Father, the most shame and the Son and the precious Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. God, we thank you. We just thank you this morning. We thank you and we just bless you. And we just give you the glory, God, that you're going to keep us protected as we go forth on this morning, on today, God. You keep us protected, keeping our family protected, children protected, God. Even if some of us have to enter into the stores, God, we thank you that you're going to keep us protected into the stores. For we are not going in just playing games or wasting time, but God, we're going there feeding our families, getting the things that we need for we can keep living on. And through that, without doing anything else recreational, my God, we truly believe that you will keep us even in this time. We thank you, God, that you're going to continue to keep us. Well, I just give God the glory. We give God the honor. And he is a keeper. He is a way maker. And I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, if you have not tried him, as old songwriters say, my God, that I have tried him and he's all right. Have you tried Jesus, my God? And I want to let you know, please go ahead and give him a try because I found out that he is all right. And we just thank God for once again, all of you all just tuning in this morning back again, internationally and all of it. Thank you for tuning in with ADM families and friends. Listen, my God, you already know our own evangelist elect, Minister-elect Shannon and Evangelist-elect Nita Plunkton. They're going to be on it this week for in the morning time, breaking the bread of life, encouraging us. Amen. Then we're going to be back at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. You're going to get ready to hear different ministers, and they're going to be blessing us, my God, with the bread of life. Amen. Amen. And it's just going to be a blessing to you. We just thank God for what he is doing. Amen. So I need Sister Shan. I need her to press 1 on her phone. If you press 1 time, you don't have to press it again. If it does, it will bring you outside of our box. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Latnita. Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, ADM and all our partners. We just praise the Lord this morning because he is so worthy to be praised. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He is our everything. And I declare and decree this morning that peace, love, and happiness shall be released on this earth this morning. I declare and decree that all soul ties shall be broken. I declare and decree that chains will be broken. I declare and decree strongholds this morning shall be broken. I declare and decree that captives will be set free. That's mental captivity, spiritual captivity, physical captivity. It shall be set free on this day. I declare and decree sickness, all sickness and illness shall be healed this morning. I declare and decree crooked paths shall be straightened this morning. I declare and decree deceit, lies, jealousy, hatred, malice shall be bound on earth as it is in heaven. I declare and decree that you're able to walk away from your past and walk into a new beginning. And lastly, I declare and decree that hatred will be bound on earth as it is in heaven. This morning we will be talking about after yesterday and communing with God. Heaviness was on my heart because there's so many brokenhearted people right now. Just what's going on in the earth. So many people are losing people. So many people are mental abuse is at its high. Domestic violence is at its high. Sexual abuse is at its high. All type of things are going on right now. And you know what we need? We need God's love. So on today, that's what we will be talking about. We will be talking about God's love. And the scriptures that that I was taken to was 1 John. I was first taken to 1 John 4:8. But then I sat and I read the entire fourth chapter of John. And I stopped at verse 21. And what I did learn is that God's love, just him being the loving God that he is, that's his nature. That's his attributes. That's just simply who he is. He is the core of love. He is the creator of love. And once we gain his completeness, once we gain his perfection of love, then and we know that he abides in us, then we are able to share his love. We are able to be born of his love. If you love God and you are his follower, then you are born of God. Then you will also love. You will also learn to love one another as God loved us, as God loved Christ. We are saved. Christians, we are saved by the love. We save and we are filled by the love of God. And that same love that God has shown us, we must show it to our enemies. We must show it to those who have stabbed you in the back, who has defamed your character, who has assassinated your character, who still may be assassinating your character, who those that sit and look at you 1 minute and smiling in your face, as soon as you turn your back, they talking about you. We must show brotherly love at all times. And this is what the Word of God teaches us. He teaches us to just be that love, to give that agape love, the agape love that he gave us. This is what God, and this is what the earth needs right now. The earth needs love. The earth needs to know that if I'm hungry, somebody's going to feed me, even if it's my frenemy. If the earth needs to know when I'm sick and I'm on my deathbed that I got people praying for me even though they're not in my presence. The earth needs to know when people are sitting there bereaving, you don't have to sit and say a word to them. You come to them as God comes to them in spirit and truth, and you allow your spirit to connect with theirs and let them know I'm there with you. Because sometimes love don't even have to say a word. Love is when Jesus had two criminals on the side of him, and he said, Father, forgive them. I know they know not what I do. Love is forgiveness. Love is patience. Love is kindness. God's love is just everything. It's omnipresent. God's love is eternity. It never ends. It goes on and on and on. We are the people that stop God's love. We are the people that refuse to walk into God's love because we hold grudges, because we don't realize the very essence of who God is. God is a forgiving God. As I said, and I said, drove down the street yesterday, I had to just sit and thank God because he has forgiven me over and over and over. And then I just have to keep saying to him, Father God, I'm making a conscious decision. What I did yesterday, I'm going to make a conscious decision not to do it today because I want to show you, Father God, that I love you. I can never repay you for what you have done for me, Father God. But I want to show you, Lord Jesus, that I love you. And Sister Shan, Minister Elect Shan, can you expound on that? Can you expound on the love of God?
The love of God, first of all, I want to start off with the definition of love. And it's a sense of feeling of a deep affection. God is love. When under text and John is showing that agape love, that through everything we've been through, that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that we should not perish but have everlasting life. But in all of these things, it reminds me of another scripture, 1 Corinthians. And now these three remain faith, hope, and love. Also another scripture I will be coming from will be Psalms 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. If you are hurting right now, give it to God. He knows. Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Romans 15, verse 13 says, may God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hold on. I'm here to tell you, as long as God don't take his hands off you, you be patient and you wait on him. And I mean wait and be of good courage. He will heal your broken heart. I know during this pandemic people are panicking, but I dare you to trust God. Put it in his hands. It's one thing when we pray, but when we leave it there, know that he's the Almighty. And then we keep in the divine and stay in his wings and his care and his covenant. Stand behind the veil, praying for all things. That's where that pray with ceasing comes in. Pray with ceasing when things are good and bad. Because God is an omniscient God. He knows and he sees and he knows all. So we just thank you, Lord, right now, Lord, Father God, that you're touching hurting hearts, Father, that you're healing broken hearts, Father, that you're the people from COVID-19, Father, that you're covering their families and their hearts and their emotions and the things that they're feeling right now, Lord, Father God. We just ask that you come in right now, Lord, Father God. We just thank you for the El Gapin, Lord, Lord, Father God. No one could pay that ransom, Father. And we thank you, Lord, Father God, that you're teaching us and you're guiding us and you're strengthening us to know that you are love, Lord, Father God, all by yourself, Lord, Father God. We thank you, Lord, this morning, Jesus, in your name, Lord, Father, no God. No name, no greater name I know, Lord, Father God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you loved us first, Jesus. Love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Jesus. And you're right. You're right, Minister Nate. God loved us first. God loved us. God loves us first. We're not doing God a favor. God loved us first. As Minister Elect Shad say, God sent his only begotten son. So we, you, I, your neighbor, can have everlasting life, meaning that you will sit on the throne with God. And you know what? You know what, Minister Elect Shan? There's people out there that's facing depression. I dare you to say God loves me. Those people are these people out there that's thinking about committing suicide. Guess what? God loves you. The woman that's in the domestic violence, God loves you. The child, the boy, girl, woman that's being sexually molested, God loves you. The beggar that's out on the street that everybody passes by. Woo! Hallelujah. Guess what? God loves you. He may be dirty. He may be stank. But guess what? God loves him. I love when a beggar stand and turn around and say hi. Because you know what? That means that he sees a God in me. That means that his head not hanging down. That means that he realized that there is a God. For the ones that sit and feel like they drowning in debt, they drowning and they can't just get back up. It's God that said and said he wouldn't let you drown. Why won't he let you drown? Because he loves you unconditionally. Those that sit and that's constantly arguing, that got all type of confusion going on, stop, listen, be quiet. Hear what God is trying to say, because he's trying to let you know, come nearer to me. I'm not a God of confusion. I'm not a God that's going to sit here and allow you to just keep going on. I'm a God that's sitting and that's going to try to give you a resolution to your problem. Why? Because I love you. Those that are losing, people around them, the brokenhearted, guess what? God is here to mend your heart. He's here to mend your brokenness. Those that sit and having trust issues, God is saying, if you just believe in me, I love you enough to bring you out of your disbelief. For those that don't believe, the unsaved, God is sitting and saying, I'm here to save you. I'm here to give you salvation. That's what God is sitting and telling you. Those that are sitting and calling on the name of, calling on Satan and not realizing that Satan is not their deliverer, but Jesus was the deliverer, that God is saying, I still love you. You're just in a time of confusion right now. You're just being ignorant. But guess what? I'm going to send my people. I'm going to send my mighty angels, my mighty warriors around you and bring you close and give you knowledge because you don't know because the lack of knowledge. And God said, God is going to send people. I'm sorry. God is going to send people to share his wisdom, to share his grace, to share his mercy. Why? Because God loves you. God loves us unconditionally. God said it's safe. Today you may fall, but I'm here to pick you up. God may sit and say, you on a crooked path, but that's why I keep pushing you over to put you back on the right path. God will sit and let you know that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Why? Only because he loves you. God may sit and see that you're sinning over and over, but that does not mean he does not love you. God is sitting and ready to prepare you so you can sit at his table and feast with him. God is letting you know, even though things look very hard and you feel like there's no way out, if you just trust in me and know that I love you and know that I will never leave you nor forsake you, I will give you that path. I will sit and let you dig your way out. You may have to crawl. Some may walk. Some may run. But God is opening. God is at the end of that tunnel. Some may sit and they may be looking through the eyes of the world. God is not a worldly God. Look through God's eyes. When you look through God's eyes and you look up at his creation, you know that he is love. Because all you go, you look at the clouds show beauty. When you look, even you look down and you see the rain coming down, you sitting and saying, I know that I am. God, thank you for cleansing the earth one more time. God, thank you for allowing me to hear your raindrops, the beauty of it. God, just thank you, Lord Jesus. That's what we have to do. Realize that God loves us so much, no matter what we have going on, God is still going to be there. God is still unconditional. When you sit and you feel it hurt and pain, just know that God is just who he is. Just knowing that God is powerful. Just knowing that that power that God has given you, that you can share it with someone else. Just knowing that God is truth. Just knowing that God is a spirit. Just knowing that you are able to tap into that because he loves you so much that he gave you an invitation to come just as you are, to come with whatever you got carrying on your back. And as you walking, as you talking, and you communicate with him, guess what? He pulling one thing off. When you go another step higher, he's pulling another thing off. And even though it may be days that you're wibbling, that you're about to fall down, but when you reach your hand out and you grab onto God's hand, God's unfailing hand going to sit and pull you out. He's going to pull you out. I'm sorry, Minister Lexham, when we start talking about the love of God, I sometimes get carried away because you know what?
It's okay.
The love of God, the love of God saves a sinner like me. A love of God, my isolated days and times, it wasn't nothing but God that draw me nearer to thee. So guess what? I'm not sitting here talking about something that I don't know. I'm sitting here testifying. I'm testifying to the nations and letting them know that God is pure. God is genuine. God never leaves us nor forsakes us. God wakes us up in the midnight hour and let him know, I need you to talk to me. I need you to be right here with me because I got some new things I want to impart in you. I got some things I want to cut up off of you. You got and back to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just thank God, too. I thank you, Lord. Where would I be, Lord, Father God, without your love? I just thank you, God, that you never took your hands off of us, Jesus. Where would we be, Lord, Father God? I just thank you, Jesus. It's because of you I live, Father. I just thank you, Father. I was all broken and fragile, Jesus, but you fixed it, Jesus, because I trust in you, Father. You just need us to trust in you the more, Father. To trust in you the more, Lord, Father God, through it all, Lord, Father God. Give it to you, Jesus, that when we pray, Lord, Father God, that know that you, that when we try to figure it out, Father, you have already worked it out, Father. We thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have a good plan for our life. Help us to remember this, Lord. We love you. There is no greater name than yours, Lord, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, Father God, for what you are doing in my life, Lord, Father God. I was an unbeliever, Lord, Father God, but you made me believe, Lord, Father God. For the action, Lord, Father God, love is just not saying, Lord, Father God, it's action, Father. And you show us in so many ways, Lord, Father God. When the wind is blowing, Father, we can't see it, Lord, Father God, but we know that it's blowing, Lord, Father God. When the seasons are changing, Lord, Father God, because you are a God of all seasons, Lord, Father God, we know that you created man, Lord, Father God, in your image, Lord, Father God. We love you, Lord, Father God, because you give us life, Lord, Father God. We're nothing without you, Father. This world is nothing without you, Father. Yes, Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Grateful, Lord, Father God. We need to be grateful, Father. It's somebody, Lord, Father God, that can't even get food, Jesus, but you provided us food, Jesus. It's somebody can't even come out their house, Lord, Father God, to receive the blessing that even though we may be locked down, Jesus, but they can't lock you out, Jesus. But it's somebody going through some way more worse than us, Jesus. We just need to be grateful. Hey, yeah, yeah, yes, Lord. I hear you, Lord. Hey,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father God. We just need to be grateful on today. We need to be grateful on today. That's exactly what it is. We just need to be grateful that God loves us unconditionally. We need to be grateful that God built us from the miry clay. We just need to be grateful and thankful that the love of God is with us, that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Apostle Temple, we turn this segment over to you.
Amen. God loves you. Amen. That is something very encouraging and very needed today. And we just want to make sure that the message is really getting to the ones that is listening to us all over the world, and that let you know that God loves you. God loves you in so many ways. And I'm telling you right now, another way that he loves you, God loves you enough to give you instructions. Many people look over that. You know, we look at the gifts and we look at, God, you gave me this, you paid that. But his instructions alone is love. He gives so many instructions in the Bible, and for individual could stay out of harm's way, individual could stay out of different things, amen. Even the book of Noah, when you read the book of Noah, he gave instructions to Noah to build the ark. He gave instructions to Moses to lead the children out of Israel, amen. It's so many things in the Bible where God gave so much instructions to, because of what? Because of his love. And he's giving you all instructions even this morning. Amen. Amen. If you desire for prayer, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. You go ahead and press 1 on your phone. And I truly believe, amen, that God is going to wrap his arms around you. Amen. Because of God's love, amen, it is blessings. It's blessing. And I'm telling you right now, amen, that you are loved. No matter what you feel today, no matter what you go through, I just want to let you know you are loved. Amen. You are loved. And we just want to make sure and let you know that. Amen. So if you desire your prayer this morning, go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. and we're going to go ahead and buzz you in. And these ladies, these women of God, they're going to be able to pray for each and every one of you. Amen? Amen. If not, amen. I want to share something with you all that I normally don't go on live with. I normally don't go on live with, but I have so many petitions and so many requests asking me about, Pastor, what do you think? Especially here, we're in the state of Georgia. State of Georgia, if you don't know, is planning on reopening. And since we're on this topic about the love of God, and that is the love of God, and the instructions of God is the love of God. Amen. I just want to let everyone know that, you know, you're not above, we are not, as pastors and as leaders, we are not above the law. We're not above the law. We are not the ones to where we rewrite the law. That's not even the Bible. You know, that's really out of the order of God. Amen. Everything that we have to walk in, not only we walk in the order of the Spirit of the Lord, but also in the order in the order of the law of the land as well. So we have to walk in the laws of the land. So when we got to understand, when certain things, especially here in Georgia, when it's not a executive order that is given or they put it in law about certain things, now it becomes your choice. And we have to make sure that we are turned towards God in this day and time. A lot of times God speaks in common sense. Some things are just plain out common sense. And we're just going to have to speak into it. So, you know, as I've been getting to ask God about certain things, the Spirit of the Lord, he wasn't sharing really much anything with me. And he wasn't doing it for a reason. And because he has already spoken about so many things, amen, he already spoken about what's going to take place. He already spoken to us about what's going to take place, going to open up economy early, going to be detrimental. I just want to let our families and friends know, amen, please use common sense. I know some of you have to get that to work, amen. You just can't keep sitting on the wayside or keep saying this, this. But please practice still being precautious. Still take things and put it in its proper place. Please do that. Regardless, amen. Please practice, my God, safety. Please practice different things that are going to keep you and your family safe. And that's not an individual that doesn't have faith. That's an individual that is wise. You got to understand, God give you life. Now, your choice. It's your choice, you know, what you're going to do with your life. God had a plan. He has planned for all of us. Has a plan for you. But it's your choice to walk in the plan. It's your choice to fulfill the purpose. It's your choice to fulfill the destiny. So let's not get faith and with our choices all mixed up. Amen? Because it's your choice. One thing about God, he'll give you instructions. He'll tell you what time it is. He'll let you know. But it's your choice. Amen. And for many of us, don't get upset with people when they say you don't have faith. That's just showing they don't have enough word inside of them. It's just not enough word. They don't have enough gospel. Amen. Or they're coming from a gospel for one side of angle. They're not coming from the full angle of the gospel. It's just one side. Don't get upset with them. Amen. But you got to understand, it's your choice on a lot of things. I want you to choose. The Bible must declare, my God, choose this day whom you're going to serve. It's your choice. Amen. Whom you're going to serve, what you're going to do, the decisions of your life, it's your choice. Nobody is not forcing you to worship God. It's like this morning. Nobody ain't forced you to get on the prayer line or come on this morning with us. Amen. You choose to get up and call. You choose to join in, by the way, on the internet. It's your choice. Amen. Same thing with your life. It's your choice. It don't have nothing to do with faith. You got only one life. Amen. God promised us eternity. Well, if you spend eternity, that's what he promised. He promised you eternity. Understand that. He promised you eternity. So we got to understand and we got to make the right choices this morning, even with our happiness, even with our peace. I want you to choose life. I want you to choose joy. I want you to choose peace. Don't allow an individual to get up under your skin to mess up your day, even if you, you know, someone said, let me put down my Holy Ghost for a few minutes. No, I don't want you to do that. Amen. Choose peace. Choose joy. Choose life. Amen. It's your choice. It's your choice if you're going to hold on to anger. It's your choice if you're going to hold on to being mad. It's your choice if you're going to hold on to something petty that somebody did to you or something petty that they lied on you about. It's your choice. Today you could choose life. And I dare you, you choose life. And because of you choosing life, and you'll be doing to do different things to begin to protect your life, protect your blessings. You are blessed. Your life is a blessing from God. You got to protect your blessing. What is your blessing? Your blessing is your life. Anything that try to come in and try to take your blessing away, you know, you're going to sit there and not going to fight. Someone come in your house and try to take and remove everything, and you're not going to have a voice. You know what? You're going to allow the enemy come in and rob you of everything that God you built up with the Spirit of the Lord, that you labor, you fast, and you pray. What is that? Amen. Are you going to allow the enemy to come in and take it? Well, don't allow anything to come in and take your life. Don't allow anything to come in to jeopardize your walk or jeopardize your here on earth with the Lord. Don't be deceived. Amen. It's your choice. And understand that. God give you right, he give you wrong. He lets you know what is right, he lets you know what is wrong. He teach you right, he teach you wrong. You have the individual to pour into you, right, and the individual pour into wrong. It's your choice which direction you want to go. It's your choice. It don't have nothing to do with faith. I want y'all to understand that. Many people, you know, we want to use this thing. You know, you're not having faith because you're not doing this. It shows you how your faith is. No, some things shows how ignorant and reckless and immature we are. As a leader and as a leader of God and as ministers and leaders of God, you don't put people in danger because you believe this. Amen. You don't do that because you only have one life to live. And I feel as though that's an insult to individuals that are already gone, individuals that already passed on. You know, we feel as though we are untouchable. No, we got to understand, we got millions, thousands of individuals that have passed on. Some of them is family members to some that is on this line, and some of them is not. Amen? We don't want to portray that. That's not of God. It's not of the character of God. Amen? So I want you to understand, let's make the right decisions in our life. Let's make the right choices. Let's not put the excuses on somebody else or something else. Amen? We understand right for wrong. We know what we are doing. Let's not put the excuses on the devil. So many folks, we've got to put this thing on the devil, put this thing on a demon. We need to stop this devil and demon protesting. And let's begin to walk into the things of the love of God. And at the end of the day, if I choose not to because of my choices, and it's like people, even people now, they'll say amen with you, but at the end of the day, they go behind the scene and do something else. We don't see it over and over again. They'll say amen with you, but then they'll do something do something else. You have to understand something, saints of God. All it takes one decision, to paradigm shift your whole entire life. One decision to change your whole entire life. One decision to change your routine. Let's not be in the amen corner and then we go and do something else. Amen. It's shown all over the time. Amen. So many people do that. So many churches, so many individuals do that. They say, yeah, I'm practicing being safe. I'm practicing precautions. Yeah, they say that now on the phone, but once they get off from the company, we go and do something else. Don't get caught. Amen. Because you're trying to show one thing in front of people, but yet you don't live the life. Amen. That's the same thing that is going on in church. Amen. We'll say one thing, but we don't live the life. Live the life, brother and sister, because at the end of the day, it's your life. Do not be an individual to where something has to happen to you to make you a believer. Don't go that route. Do not go that route. Amen. Let's begin to live this thing because God wants you to live and not die. Let's not get into a place of being comfortable. Let's stay in a place where we practice precaution. Understand that my life is my blessed life. My life is a victorious life. And I refuse to let COVID-19 to take my life. Amen. It don't got nothing to do with faith if I'm going to take vitamins. It don't got nothing to do with faith if I'm going to build up my immune system. It don't got nothing to do with faith if I'm going to keep practicing precaution and keep a mask over my face. It has something to do with I'm fighting for my blessing. And I refuse to allow anything to take my blessing without me going out with a fight. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out with a fight. I'm going to go out swinging. That's the mentality that we need to have. We don't need to have no reckless mentality, amen? We need to have and understand that you are a blessing. God, everything that God gave you in your life is a blessing. And don't allow the enemy or anything to come in and rob you of your blessing. And if he do come in and take your blessing, it's because you open the door and let him in and take it. You can't get mad at him if you gave him your stuff. How you can get mad at somebody, my God, that got your $5 that you gave? You gave the individual $5, but now you want to get mad at them because they got it. But you gave it to them. That's the same thing with the enemy. Stop giving up your rights. Stop giving up your blessings. Stop giving up different things for different things that is the word of God practicing out of error. Don't do that. Amen? Don't do that. You want to walk in a blessing place. This is the love of God. That is why God loves you. The love of God. Giving you an opportunity to fight for it, giving you an opportunity to make a decision. Make your decision. Make your decision. Make your decision that I refuse to allow the enemy to take my blessing. I refuse to allow anything to come up and to overtake me, overtake my family, overtake my joy, overtake my peace. I refuse to allow anything to come in my life. Amen. And not only that, get mad at yourself. Put stricter guidelines in your life. Every morning my family get up and they go to moving around. The first thing I ask everyone, have you took your vitamins? Have you took your vitamins? Why? Because I understand that your immune system got built up. If you able to get a cold, you able to get the flu, you able to get a little germ, a stomach bug, or whatever. If you able to get that, you able to get COVID-19. Let's not be ignorant. Amen. Let's not be ignorant to this thing that because of this virus, you know, God's going to do something special. But why you didn't do nothing special when you had a cold? Why you didn't do nothing special when you had the flu? Why you didn't do nothing special when you had fevers and had headaches and different things that goes on in your body that you got to see a physician or you got to go and see your doctor to go and deal with? So let's be wise. Amen. Let's be wise to certain things, and let's begin to practice different things in the house. Other words, let's practice what we preach. If I say I'm a child of God, well, I'm going to live my life like I'm a child of God, and I'm going to live my life like God gave me some natural common sense as well. Amen? Let's begin to do that, and I'm telling you right now, you will up your chances, up your risk, amen, for making it through. That's that, and we really see the rebellious part of the family. We see the rebellious of the kingdom, of the people representing the kingdom, and we don't need to go that way. And I plead and I beg you, and this season and this time, especially here in Georgia, all I could do, pastor could do, is beg you, please make sure you don't get relaxed. Don't get relaxed at all. My God, do not get relaxed, because at the end of the day, amen, it's your choices. It's your choices. And don't allow folks to convince you. Amen. Especially when you got common sense, you don't need to read. Don't allow somebody to convince you. It's just like a church thing. You know, I see, you know, people get convinced when somebody is mad at somebody, then they'll go back and talk to you or gossip to you about the individual they mad at. Then they'll convince you to come on their side. Then the other person trying to look at you, trying to figure out, I don't never had no run-ins with you. I don't understand why you mad at me, you know, because somebody else convinced. Somebody else convinced them. Let's not be people, my God, to where we are easily convinced. Let's be people of influence. Let's begin to influence the population, influence the world. Amen. Let's begin to take our lives and take what God gave us seriously. Amen. I just want to give that. That's also ties in with evangelist elect and Minister Leshan, from the love of God. Amen. And we just want to give you that for the love of God, and understand God love you so much that he gave you. It's by grace and mercy you are up today and listening to us in your right mind. So I want you to fight for it. I want you to protect it. I want you to do everything that you possibly could do to make sure you are protecting, for you could stay in your right mind, for you could keep your life and keep walking in grace. Amen. I want you to do that for us today. We thank God for you all. Listen, we're going to be right back on, my God, tonight at 8 p.m. And I'm telling you, God is blessed. And I just thank God for it. And I know it's helping so many of you. And we just thank God for everyone that has been a blessing to and helping to. Amen. And we just want to keep on inspiring you, keep on helping you, keep on lifting you up, keep on encouraging you. My heart goes out to the grieving families. Families, I want to just put that across the world with that. Families all over the world, my heart goes out to many of you. Amen. And my heart goes out. It's not much words that individuals say, but all I can say, if you need to grieve, please grieve. Get it out. Amen. Amen. Get it out. My God. And I want to just send the love of God. And we just want to send the love of God and say, keep your head up in this time. This time we're going to turn into a testimony. By this time next year, you're going to have a testimony, and you're going to be able to empower and inspire other individuals. Keep your head up and keep moving forward in the race. This is your brothers and sisters here in the gospel of Christ. We're going to be here for you. Amen. And we're going to try to do our best, try to give you some inspiration, keep you moving forward. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Until this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, each and every one of you, you be blessed in the name of our Father, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is ABM Apostle, and my First Lady, and my God, Leticia Stress. We thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you. See you
next time. That he should lie, he will come through.